Chapter 5. Alien Scientist and His Alien Science. Edited, updated version of the 11th of October 2011 posting. Alien Scientist is, or was, an anonymous YouTube poster whose channel was created on 7th of August 2008. He has posted a number of very interesting videos, largely to do with topics such as UFOs and related secret technologies and so on. His channel does seem to be quite popular, having garnered, at the date of writing of this article, 43,526 subscribers. In January 2011, he did an interview on the Progressive Technology Hour with William Alec. The blurb for the interview is copied below. The alien scientist is a man named Jeremy, approx 30. He prefers to have his last name, identity withheld due to the sensitive nature of his work and how that might affect his career goals as a young aspiring scientist and student of physics. About 3-4 years ago, Jeremy read Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper and became interested in the UFO/alien phenomenon for scientific purposes. This led him into researching other conspiracies, such as 9/11. After reviewing much of the available information found online and finding a lack of strong scientific arguments and evidence, he decided to start making and posting his own videos in an attempt to battle the disinformation and counterintelligence out there using the only proven method for finding the real truth, the scientific method. A question I then have at this point is, why is he using this particular pseudonym, Alien Scientist? The title on his channel says, The Science of Truth. In the description it says, Truth does not fear investigation. D-O-W-N research. So, here is some research and investigation I have done relating to what Jeremy the alien scientist has said. A video from 23rd of December 2008. In late December 2008, I had cause to point out some errors in one of Jeremy the alien scientist's videos entitled Proof by Stereotype the Conspiracy Theory Method, because it mentioned the research of Dr. Judy Wood, a common target for misquoting and muddling up, according to what I have been able to document since 2007. This video was originally posted on Alien Scientist's own channel, but soon after I posted the comments, listed below, the video above was deleted. I made a video response to this and posted it on my own channel, but that channel got suspended in June 2011. Jeremy Alien Scientist's Proof by Stereotype the Conspiracy Theory Method was reposted, on the same day by a YouTube user using the name WarCrime911, under the title of How to Destroy the 9/11 Truth Movement. Jeremy Alien Scientist says in the above video John Hutchison is a quack. Funny, in another of his videos he mentions John Hutchison quite a bit, but he does not say he is a quack. I posted some comments on Alien Scientist's video, reproduced below. They are not insulting and they are factually correct. Why did he delete them, then block me from commenting on his channel? Did he feel my comments would expose him too much? The first 3.5 minutes of his video are fine, but then he starts being rude about Dr. Wood and Dr. Morgan Reynolds, and making false or inaccurate statements. These are two people who have actually tried to prosecute those helping to cover up what happened on the 11th of September. 348, Legitimate Scientific Research and Investigations into 9/11 done by Stephen E. Jones and Richard Gage. Oh? If they are legitimate, then why was neither thermite nor molten metal included in their NIST RFC? 428, we also have Judy Wood with her theory that a space laser destroyed the World Trade Center. Oh oops, this is not correct. Dr. Wood never said this, find the quote please. 505, obvious problems such as, you don't say? 514, by trying to say that this space laser weapon caused all of the phenomenon that one would usually associate with thermite, would that be the upside down cars and the thermite that burns metal and leaves paper unburned? Would that be the thermite that levitates people? 522, it's a completely laughable idea. Just like the laughable idea of 9/11 being a conspiracy theory that you describe the mainstream media using? 630 odd. How can aluminium wing struts cut through steel girders? How come only 20% of 117 people within 1/2 mile of the WTC reported seeing or hearing the second plane? How come only 8% of that 117 reported seeing and hearing the plane? For those reading this, please see my YouTube videos for an analysis, of some very important evidence this video misses out. For example, Google 9/11 and Hurricane Erin. The problem with Jeremy Alien Scientist's truthful video is that he is promoting two known liars, Stephen E. Jones and Richard Gage, claiming they have done legitimate scientific research, whilst misquoting Drs. Wood and Reynolds' conclusions. Judging by the content of his videos, and the way they have been put together, it takes quite a long time to do some of these. Jeremy Alien Scientist is not stupid, quite the reverse, it seems. Though Jeremy Alien Scientist talks about the science of truth, the comments and observations on the video above prove that Jeremy Alien Scientist has lied. So why is it, then, that he has built up something of an apparent following on YouTube? More on this later. Alien Scientists, SEP 2011 Video 9/11 Collapse Hypotheses. Jeremy Alien Scientist made another video called 9/11 Collapse Hypotheses, now deleted, and he lied again, several times. I pointed out a couple of these lies, omissions, mainly about Hurricane Erin, in a comment. Well, seems as has stopped saying Judy Wood's space laser theory. Watch. V equals E8 com could be LK at 428. And also, if thermite is proved, why wasn't it in the RFC? 855 violent opponent? How so? Did you mean vociferous? I guess you're struggling with your diction. Alien scientist? It's amazing people even take you seriously when no one even knows who you are. Where's your 9/11 legal case? ?13 minutes and you didn't even mention Hurricane Erin. The questions you ask are answered in the book. Snapshot taken. Checked evidence one day ago. Someone, I did not say their name, but it wasn't Alien Scientist in this case, responded. At checked evidence, have you even taken the time to check Alien Scientist's 9/11 website? Just look at all the real evidence he has compiled. And you want to talk about a fucking hurricane? Who the fuck cares? What the hell does a hurricane have to do with anything related to 9/11? When it comes time for 9/11 federal grand juries, you and Judy Wood will have no case, no evidence, and no suspects. Meanwhile, Alien Scientist has done excellent work bringing all that and more out into the light. That's a fairly extreme reaction to me pointing out that Jeremy Alien Scientist, who states that truth does not fear investigation, had not mentioned Hurricane Erin in his latest video about 9/11. Following a discussion with a friend and supporter of our research, Thomas Potter, he decided to file a copyright violation notification with YouTube, because several images of Dr. Wood and an image which is on the cover of my book 33 were misused, without permission. Potter has both been accused of being Dr. Wood herself or a paid shill, in the submission about the copyright violations made in 9/11 collapse hypotheses. Potter included these notes. 8:54 The narrator makes an oral utterance that Dr. Judy Wood, who insists that the towers were vaporized to dust. Dr. Judy Wood specifically says that the process was not vaporization, as vaporization requires high heat. Vaporization is ruled out because it contradicts the evidence that there was no high heat. It discredits Dr. Judy Wood to say she is promoting mutually contradictory descriptions. Therefore, to claim Dr. Judy Wood said the buildings were vaporized is slander. The narrator makes an oral utterance that Dr. Judy Wood, who insists that the towers were vaporized to dust by an unknown, undocumented, unproven effect, which has never been reproduced in a laboratory, and has no scientific credibility to substantiate it. It has been documented, see where did the towers go? Evidence of directed free energy technology on the 11th of September http://wiradithtowersco.com. The technology has been proven, it has been patented, see chapter 17 of the book. And it has been reproduced in a lab, see chapter 17 of the book, as well as the provided references and documentation. And it has credibility. Dr. Judy Wood believes that Nikola Tesla has credibility. B. 9:12 The narrator makes an oral utterance that one of Dr. Wood's hypotheses is a space-based weapon powered by. Dr. Judy Wood has never said this was a space-based weapon, so to claim that she has is slander. C. 9:23 The narrator goes on to show a satellite tracking map and proposes to debunk the false story he claimed Dr. Judy Wood had put forth. Again, this is slanderous. D. 9:34 The narrator shows a cartoon of a ray beam from space, implying that is what Dr. Judy Wood has been hypothesizing. Again, this is another count of slander. B. Presenting this slander while showing the cover of Dr. Judy Wood's book makes this defamatory behavior more damaging. E. 955 The narrator states, "Even if the Hutchison effect turns out to be a proven technology, which I don't deny, which contradicts what he said at 854. It appears the narrator has contradicted himself to attempt to confuse those who know of this technology and convince them that it can't do what he is proposing. Which is baseless. This is why the video was removed by YouTube. Over the years, I have certainly grown weary of people like Jeremy Alien Scientist either lying outright, or repeatedly getting things wrong, however many times they are corrected or statements clarified for them. This is completely different to having an opinion or feeling a certain way about something. Some people appear to have trouble distinguishing an opinion from a lie or a feeling and what real, physical evidence shows and proves, it seems. As I have stated earlier in this book, when a man who is honestly mistaken learns the truth, he will either cease being mistaken, or cease being honest." Alien Scientist fan encourages debate. In March 2010, I was contacted by someone, whose name I have withheld, even though I am doubtful the name he used was genuine, who seemed either to be a fan of Jeremy Alien Scientist or was associated with him in some way. He seemed very keen for either myself or Dr. Wood to debate Alien Scientist either in an interview or on his forum as regards theories about what happened on the 11th of September. I pointed out to him that Alien Scientist had lied and I saw no point in debating with someone who was a proven liar. It again struck me as strange. If Jeremy Alien Scientist wanted to talk to me, why didn't he contact me himself? You can read the peculiar exchange on my website, if you wish. I mention it here because it seemed to me that Jeremy Alien Scientist has helpers. Jeremy Alien Scientist and Edgar Fauch. Following my discovery of the Disclosure Project in 2003, I started to research into topics related to anti-gravity technology and theories, and I avidly read Nick Cook's book, The Hunt for Zero Point, and watched a number of videos online. In 2004, I compiled some of the additional information I had come across into a PowerPoint presentation which I then narrated, using a desktop microphone, to create a video, called The Case for Anti-Gravity. I created some introductory music using a free package called EJ and added some simple graphics. In the video, I included information on current thinking about gravity and also historical research by figures like Thomas Townsend Brown. I uploaded this to Google Video, which had just come into service. An updated version of this video was posted in 2010 by Anthony Beckett, following a presentation I gave at one of his ExoPolitics conference. Since 2005, several people have re-uploaded this video, a matter I will return to shortly. Fauch was even briefly featured in a 1999 UK documentary about UFOs. In this video, I mentioned the disclosures of a certain Edgar Fauch, who gave a few public presentations, starting in 1998, where he gave an account of his knowledge of a secret aircraft, called the TR-3B, developed as part of the Aurora program. According to Edgar Fauch, the operational model of the TR-3B is 600 feet across. At least three of the billion-dollar-plus TR-3Bs were flying by 1994. The craft can travel at up to Mach 9 in any direction, due to reduced G-forces. At times a corona of silver-blue light glowed around the circumference of the massive TR-3B. The TR-3B's outer coating is reactive and changes with radar stimulation and can change reflectiveness, radar absorptiveness, and color. Quasi-crystals are used in the vehicle's skin. Part of the propulsion is by magnetic field disruption, MFD, which has been reverse-engineered. Mercury-based plasma, pressurized at 250,000 atmospheres and at a temperature of 150 K, 123 C, is rotated at 50,000 revolutions per minute. MFD research had started as early as 1955. This reduces the weight of the center of the craft by 89%. This increases maneuverability by 89% as well. TR-3B uses nuclear thermal hydrogen, oxygen engines for maneuvering. What struck me about Edgar Fauch's account was the level of technical detail he gave. This level of detail is rare in the accounts of so-called whistleblowers who have appeared on websites such as Project Camelot and Coast to Coast. A couple of years later, Fauch became inactive and had seemingly disappeared. I included this information in a short booklet that I later made. Edgar Fauci's account is told from his position as someone who was both in the U.S. Air Force and as someone who later worked as a defense contractor. He has posted a number of documents about his background, http://www.checkedevidence.com/ for details. Going back to the matter of the case for anti-gravity video that I made in 2004-2005, one post to that re-uploaded it was Alien Scientist. Interestingly, this poster included my original description, summary and then added the following text. This was one of the videos I stumbled upon in my initial research into anti-gravity, which led me into researching Ed Fauci and first revealed to me the existence of metamaterials and quasar crystals, which I had no idea about at the time. I credit this video for inspiring me to take the research a step further and create the Alien Scientist YouTube channel. I am now paying my respects to the author of this video by re-uploading it here to YouTube so that more people can learn about the work that inspired me. In 2010, I came across a channel called A Fool, and this turned out to be Edgar Fauci. On A Fool's channel, he stated, in September 2011, "Hey, finally I'm going to be a special guest on the AlienScientist.com forum. We're great friends and you can join for free and talk about anything you want, including ask us questions. I've been a special guest on Open Minds forum and still am." This connection, I think, is important, and it led to a later collaboration with Edgar Fauci between the end of 2013 and 2015, details of which are on my website. Jeremy Alien Scientist and Eugene Podkoltnoff and American Anti-Gravity. Another researcher into anti-gravity, gravity effects is Eugene Podkoltnoff. On the 12th of December 2010, Jeremy Alien Scientist posted a full-length interview with Eugene Podkoltnoff from 2004. How did Alien Scientist get this video, and why was it posted approximately 6 years after it was recorded? Information about Eugene Podkoltnoff seems scanty. He did a couple of podcasts, for example originally on the American Anti-Gravity website, then he seemed to disappear. I have archived two Podkoltnoff interviews on my website. Curiously, if you look in the audio archives on the American Anti-Gravity website 54 or search for Podkoltnoff, as of the date of writing, posting this article, no results are returned. A trip to the Internet Archive also allows access to a Podkoltnoff interview from a snapshot of the American Anti-Gravity website. Go to the very bottom of the referenced page. However, as of the 11th of October 2011, the site prominently features John Searle's research, which I do not have a very high regard for. I think it is worth comparing the way John Searle talks with the way Podkoltnoff talks. The American Anti-Gravity website also features an interview with John Hutchison about his research, which I wrote considerably more about in 9/11 Finding the Truth. In summary, then, the connection here is between Ed Fauci, the events of 9/11, Alien Scientist, Eugene Podkoltnoff and gravity, or anti-gravity. Alienated Scientist. It was somewhat ironic to later discover that this alien scientist who had been inspired by my 2005 video, would not pay me respect when I pointed out errors and mistakes in one of his other videos, see Chapter 0. It became clear that his motivations were significantly different to my own. Alien Scientist was not interested in the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, as I am. He later demonstrated that his main interest in the truth was to help cover parts of it up. This YouTube poster, Alien Scientist, later revealed his identity to be Jeremy Rees. It became clear that he was posting lies about what happened on the 11th of September, and in doing so, he was deliberately leading people away from the truth. Also of note is Alien Scientist's Facebook page, where it states, "A non-profit educational foundation teaching science, logic, and critical thinking skills and how to apply them to complex topics, with an overall goal of bettering humanity by promoting the creation of a peaceful, sustainable, space-faring society." It is unclear what the components of his educational foundation actually are, however, beyond a YouTube channel and a website. That is, perhaps I have inadvertently created my own educational foundation by creating a website and YouTube channel. That is to say, his educational foundation description is meaningless in this context. Alien Scientist, connections. In researching Jeremy Rees, two significant connections came to light. Firstly, Riz had a connection to Richard Hinn, the father of Balloon Boy. The Balloon Boy story received blanket coverage in the US media for a short period in late 2009. Richard Hinn claimed that, without him knowing, his son was carried off inside a helium-filled balloon that he had made in his back garden. A home video showed them launching the balloon, then panicking after realizing their son was in the balloon as it floated upwards. The media drama revolved around the story of the child being endangered by this situation, as no one knew where it would land. However, Richard Hinn was later charged with wasting police time, as he lied about his son being in the balloon. He pleaded guilty to the charge and went to prison in early 2010. The peculiar thing is, a photo on the American anti-gravity website shows Jeremy Riz filming Richard Hinn, with what seems to be a good quality video camera. What, exactly, is the connection between these two people, apart from them both being proven liars? The other interesting connection is Jeremy Riz's father, Richard Riz. A page on his website documents. Summary of major projects. June 2010, present, working with Invensys to provide control systems for 8 PWR-style nuclear reactors to be located in Fuqing, Fangjiashan, and Hainan, China. The projects total about 7,300 megawatts of power. The main role has been to test the control system software and hardware. The control platform is a combination of YA systems, Tricon X, and Atos for the graphical user interface. Further inspection of this web page reveals that Richard Riz works in the energy industry, with a company called Invensys, in a project engineer's role. A quick look at the Invensys website reveals. Invensys works with 23 of the top 25 petroleum companies, 48 of the top 50 chemical companies, 18 of the top 20 pharmaceutical companies, 35 of the top 50 nuclear power plants, all of the top 10 mining companies, 7 of the top 10 appliance manufacturers. Invensys enables 20% of the world's electricity generation, 18% of the world's crude oil refining, 37% of the world's nuclear energy generation, 62% of the world's liquefied natural gas production, 23% of the world's chemical production. I am given to wonder if, because I have no evidence that, Richard Riz knows Tony Craddock 35. Having established certain facts about Jeremy Alien Scientist Riz, let us return to his association with Edgar Fauch. Alien Scientist supports Edgar Fauch. On the same day I posted my article, which this chapter is derived from, the 11th of October 2011, Jeremy Riz posted a new YouTube video to promote his new internet discussion forum, link to his website. In this video, starting at 0:32, Jeremy Riz states. Former Area 51 employee Edgar Fauch is a special guest on my forum, so you have the rare opportunity to directly talk with a former employee of the top secret military base at Groom Dry Lake and ask him any questions you'd like. If Jeremy Riz is using this to promote his new forum, he must think that Ed's information is important and truthful, must he not? The Alien Scientist Forum and its demise, Edgar Fauch writes to Andrew Johnson. The Alien Scientist Forum ran for almost 2 years, it has been defunct since early November 2013. Around 20th of November 2013, Edgar Fauch contacted me via my YouTube channel and we arranged to talk on Skype. He acknowledged our earlier correspondence back in 2010 regarding Jeremy Riz and we agreed to do some interviews. I can only presume that Ed Fauch decided to contact me because I had mentioned him in earlier videos that I had made and I also had some knowledge of Jeremy Riz and how he was operating. Perhaps his decision to contact me was connected to the demise of the Alien Scientist Forum, which Ed had apparently invested a considerable amount of time posting information on. All of these posts are no longer accessible. The interviews with Ed Fauch can be found on my website. Alien Scientist, further brief notes. In my conversations with Ed Fauch, he told me that Riz had been to prison twice. This seems to be indicated in this report from the area where Riz lives, which mentions probation. At 10:23 p.m., Jeremy Riz, 1 Cherry Street, was put in custody on an arrest warrant. Police went to his home at 9:15 p.m., and his family said he was not home. Police received a call from Riz who said he forgot his phone charger when he went to work, and will call his probation officer in the morning. Dispatch called probation who asked for Riz to be picked up by police. Summary and conclusion. Jeremy Riz has had a past conviction for which he has been on probation. He has had an association with convicted fraudster Richard Heen. From the evidence linked and discussed above, I conclude that Jeremy Alien Scientist Riz is involved in managing the disclosure of information relating to anti-gravity technology, and he is willing to lie whilst doing this. The disclosures of Eugene Podkultnov are safer, possibly because what he has said is harder to prove. We cannot personally verify his experiments and there do not seem to be any easily viewable, accessible reproductions of them. Jeremy Riz has now attacked Edgar Fauch and Dr. Judy Wood, both of whom have brought forward credible information relating, in some way, to secret energy technology and secret anti-gravity technology. Again, it illustrates the fundamental importance of Dr. Judy Wood's research. Apparently, this is an unsafe type of disclosure.